What are the Apocrypha, and why don't all Bibles include them? Open a Catholic Bible and you'll find Tobit, Judith, and Maccabees. Open most Protestant Bibles and you won't. Same Old Testament, different table of contents. Here's why. The same Old Testament, two different tables of contents. Pick up a Catholic or Orthodox Bible and count the Old Testament books. Then pick up a Protestant one. You'll get different numbers, not because anyone is hiding anything, but because Christian traditions have genuinely disagreed for centuries about a specific set of books written between the Old and New Testaments. What the books actually are. The Apocrypha, Protestant terminology, or deuterocanonical books, Catholic terminology, meaning second canon, not second rate, are a set of Jewish writings composed roughly between 200 BC and the time of Christ, after the last Old Testament prophets and before the New Testament. The core list Catholic and Orthodox Bibles include Tobit, a short story of a righteous Israelite family, angelic guidance, and healing. Read for edification even where not treated as scripture. Judith, a heroine who saves Israel from an invading general. Not treated as historically precise even by many who value it. Wisdom of Solomon, reflective wisdom literature, similar in style to Proverbs. Widely admired for its content even by those who exclude it from the canon. Sirach, Ecclesiasticus, practical wisdom teaching extensively used in the early church for moral instruction. Its Hebrew original was actually found among the Dead Sea Scrolls. Baruch, a short prophetic-style book attributed to Jeremiah's scribe. Includes the letter of Jeremiah as its final chapter in most editions. 1 and 2 Maccabees, historical accounts of the Jewish revolt against Greek rule, the events behind Hanukkah. Valued by essentially everyone as real, useful history, whatever its canonical status. Additions to Esther and Daniel. Extra material, including the stories of Susanna and Bel and the dragon, not found in the Hebrew text of those books. The clearest example of the same book existing in a longer and shorter form. Why the disagreement exists at all. The Hebrew Bible, Masoretic text, ancient Jewish canon, standardized by the first centuries AD, does not include these books. Why this counts. The Old Testament, the New Testament writers, Jesus included, would have known as scripture in Hebrew form did not contain them. The Septuagint, LXX, Greek translation of the Old Testament, widely used by Greek-speaking Jews and the early church from roughly 200 BC, includes these books alongside the standard Old Testament. Why this counts. The Bible, most New Testament writers quote from when they cite the Old Testament in Greek. Jerome, translator of the Latin Vulgate c. AD 400, argued the Hebrew canon, without these books, should be the standard for doctrine, calling the extra books Apocrypha, hidden slash of doubtful authority, even while translating them for reading. Why this counts. The origin of the word Apocrypha itself, from a scholar who included the books but flagged their different status. The Council of Trent, AD 1546, the Catholic Church's response to the Reformation, formally declared these books canonical scripture on par with the rest of the Old Testament. Why this counts. The first time the Catholic Church made this an official, binding dogma in reaction to Protestant rejection of the books. Martin Luther and the Reformers, 1500s. Removed the books from the Old Testament proper, placing them in a separate section, then eventually dropping them from most printings entirely. Why this counts. Followed Jerome's earlier preference for the Hebrew canon over the wider Greek one. The honest historical shape of the debate. The books were never universally rejected as worthless, and they were never universally accepted as scripture on equal footing with the rest of the Old Testament, either. Both extremes overstate the actual history. Notice what the timeline actually shows. This isn't a case of one side adding books that were always excluded, or the other side removing books that were always included without dispute. The status of these specific books was a live, debated question for well over 1,000 years before the Reformation forced both sides to formally settle their own position. Two positions, both with real historical footing. Deuterocanonical, Catholic, Orthodox. These books were widely read as scripture in the early church, quoted by early church fathers, included in the Septuagint the apostles themselves used, and formally recognized by regional church councils, such as Carthage, AD 397, centuries before Trent made it universally binding. Trent's 1546 declaration formalized existing widespread practice rather than inventing something new. Apocrypha, valuable but not canon, Protestant. The Hebrew canon, the scripture Jesus and the apostles would have called the Law and the Prophets, never included these books, and no New Testament writer directly quotes them as scripture the way the Old Testament proper is quoted hundreds of times. Worth reading for history and edification, many Reformation-era Bibles printed them in a separate section for exactly this reason, but not treated as equally authoritative for doctrine. What's not actually in dispute? However this settles for you, the core Old and New Testament, the 66 books nearly every Christian tradition holds in common, isn't touched by this debate at all. This is a real, historically interesting disagreement about a specific set of additional books, not a crack in the foundation of the Bible itself. Examine for yourself. If you're curious, most editions of these books are easy to find and read for yourself. Several are genuinely good history and wisdom literature regardless of their canonical status. Bring the bigger question, should I treat these as scripture, to your own church tradition and its teaching, since this is exactly where Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant instruction differs by design.